additional information we do have in the 41st Annual Maine Fishermen's Forum and Trade Show that is being held March 2nd through the 6th. We are scheduled, remember, I believe Saturday afternoon. Is that correct?
Yes.
But I didn't find us. We are one of the seminars for Saturday afternoon. I believe we are either an hour and a half or hour and 45 minutes. We don't have a definite room yet. It is at the Samoset Resort. Any and all are welcome for any and all days. If you wish to book a room there, the advice is to do so fairly early, and you do have registration forms as well. Additionally, we have Seafood Expo coming up at the end of our Fishermen's Forum. The Seafood Expo is in Boston, March 6th through 8th. That is also informative. I believe, would you like to speak to that, Representative Pierce? Representative Bloom.
Yes, thank you. I made some calls yesterday on this to ask about transportation, and the transportation this year is by the Maine Lobstermen's Association, not the Maine Lobstermen's Marketing Program. They're at this point, they're going to have a bus that goes on Monday from, well, that's from, you know, down 95. There might be a couple of pickup spots. At this point, it's $45 per person to reserve a space on the bus. And it's unclear at this point whether they're going to stay for the 5:30 to 7:30 Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative's reception from 5:30 to 7:30. So that's why I would go down there, which is why I found out. So I think there's a little more information. They're forming it right now for the seafood exposition, but they're doing it on the Monday. And those tickets will be, and you can get a ticket through the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative.
Thank you very much, Representative Pierce.
I know a number of us went down to the show last year. It's a great show to go to. Maybe our clerk or our could get all this information distributed so it's at one central location and get it to our emails. We all have a lot to do. And that way it doesn't all fall on Representative Bloom to get it to us or us to forget. It's easy with our busy schedules to forget. And then the next thing you know, it's March 1st and we're all scrambling to try to get tickets and figure out transportation. So if we could put that on our clerk's back, I think that'd be it's a good show to go to if you haven't been. And I think it's the reception for the Lobster Collaborative was a great reception last year. It's nice to know what's going on in the state of Maine and elsewhere about the country.
Thank you. Representative, I thought she wanted us. Anyone else wish to comment? Anybody who... I don't know which one of you feels you're able to adequately coordinate that information for us. Maybe we'll give you guys a couple of minutes to figure that out and get back to us. Also don't know about scheduling March 8th, 6 through 8. I don't know about session. Those schedules aren't out yet. For March 6 through 8 will be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right?
Yeah, so
the 7th we should, I believe, but Representative Kumega. Right.
Yeah, the reception is on Monday the 7th, and that's when the MLA bus is going down. And we might have Monday session, but I know we didn't last year. We had not gone to Monday session yet, so it's hard to say. That's right in where we go to.
Right.
So, yeah, if we start Mondays the week before that, I doubt we would start. If we start Wednesdays the week before that, I doubt we would go to Mondays that quickly, but I've been wrong before.
Representative Devin.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Headed to the Boston Seafood Show, or what's it called now?
Seafood Expo.
Seafood Expo of North America. They changed the name. But I think it's important, and that as many of us can attend there would be great. My personal feeling is that the Fishermen's Forum is the more important event for us to attend, particularly when there is going to be a session in which the fishermen are going to be able to ask us questions. I've participated in that a few times previously. Typically, they are very well attended. We will get some very tough questions. We'll get some softballs as well. And I also want to note that fishermen noted last year that a good portion of us, they saw a good portion of us at the Fishermen's Forum. They, you know, most fishermen know, they may not know who we are and know us well, but they know who we look like, and it gives them a little bit of confidence in us when they see us there mingling and talking with them. So if you can only attend one of the two events, I'd strongly encourage you to make your way to Rockport and the Fishermen's Forum as opposed to going down to Boston. I'm going to try to go to both, but if I can only go to one, I guarantee I'll be in Rockport. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you can turn your mic on. Representative Pierce.
Yeah, our session is the afternoon of Saturday afternoon.
Saturday. Sorry. Representative Pierce.
Saturday's the busy day at the forum, too. So if you can only make it to the Fishermen's Forum for one day, Saturday's the day that most people show up, especially if the wind's tugging a little bit this time of year. It's a great show. I've attended forever. There'll be some great sessions. And again, the fishermen do know we're there, and they like to see us there because they know that we show some interest in their industry.
Thank you, Representative Pierce. I thought someone down there had also wanted to comment. Am I in error? Okay, great. And again, our committee clerk has all of this also, so if you lose track of some of this, she will have a copy of each of these. So feel free. Please never take the last one. Just let her know so she can make additional ones for the rest of us. Okay. Craig, please.
Thanks, Senator. Just another note on scheduling. You might have seen on your schedule for the next month or so that I sent out last week that next week there's the Eastern Maine Skippers Program is planning to come up to the State House for the day, for the morning, and they'd like to spend some time with the Marine Resources Committee. So I've been working with the chairs and the group to plan something during the lunch hour, hour and a half, maybe do some sort of like mock public hearing or work session in this room in EUT or maybe across the way. So you do have a work session scheduled that day also, so hopefully you'll be around. But just if you have any questions about it, there should be more info coming, but feel free to ask me also. It's next Wednesday, yep. So it should be a bunch of high school students, 60 or so of them, with some of their staff, too.
Thank you. Representative Hawk.
I just want to wish Heather a happy birthday today.
Oh.
Thank you.